This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. I can't think of anyone more invested in the sustainability of America's farms and ranch land than the men and women who live on and work this very land each day. Using our land to grow crops and raise animals goes hand in hand with making wise use of our resources. Conservation is at the heart of running a successful, sustainable farm, and the Farm Bill has long recognized farmers' heart for stewardship. Conservation was one of the foundational goals of the very first Farm Bill. In fact, with the creation of the Soil Bank to recover land hit hard in the Dust Bowl. As technology and farming techniques have changed over time, the Farm Bill has changed and adapted as well. The first conservation title was introduced a little more than three decades ago. As lawmakers listened to farmers, ranchers, and landowners and created a partnership to preserve the land, air, and water we all depend on and enjoy, together they built on the principle that the land is best cared for by the people who know it best and call it home. The 2018 Farm Bill preserves the cornerstone of the conservation title, the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. Thanks to conservation work by America's farmers and ranchers, wildlife habitat is up across the country. Of course, Mother Nature continues to be a finicky business partner, as we've seen yet again from the hurricanes, wildfires, and drought in recent years. Sustainability practices must protect farmers and ranchers' ability to stay in business in good times and bad. The 2018 Farm Bill takes an important step in recognizing and addressing these challenges. Under CRP, farmers and ranchers will have greater flexibility for emergency use of their land in times of natural disaster. Another update to the CRP that will go a long way on that front is with improved rental rates. The 2018 Farm Bill reduces CRP rental rates to better match the market and hopefully increase access to farmers and ranchers. This and additional support for beginning farmers and veterans can help get more folks to join and stay in the business of agriculture and protect our ability to grow our nation's food, fuel, and fiber. The 2018 Farm Bill also expands other key conservation programs like the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program. Each of these programs gives farmers and ranchers critical tools to protect their businesses and land. More conservation practices will now be covered under CSP, and new incentive contracts for practices like grazing and cover crops and using precision agriculture technology and improved crop rotation will now be included under EQIP. For every farmer and rancher, there's a great joy and strong sense of responsibility in knowing you are a caretaker of the land that generations before you have worked and enjoyed. One of the best pieces of advice I received growing up on a farm was, if you take care of your land and animals, they will take care of you. Thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill, America's farmers and ranchers can keep up our good work as caretakers and pass on a rich agricultural heritage to the next generation. The President's nomination of David Bernhardt as Secretary of the Interior is great news for American agriculture, AFBF ZIP President Zippy Duval said in a statement issued Friday. He understands the needs of America's farmers and ranchers and is an excellent choice for Interior Secretary. Bernhardt's proven leadership while serving in the roles of Deputy and Acting Secretary for the Interior Department has helped restore the multiple use of America's public lands through regulatory efforts to reform the outdated and ineffective Endangered Species Act, streamline the National Environmental Policy Act, and promote outcome-based grazing across our nation's rangelands. Additionally, Bernhardt has been successful in leading a comprehensive reorganization of the Interior Department to improve the effectiveness and transparency of Department of Interior bureaus. Farm Bureau looks forward to working with Bernhardt as Secretary to promote actions that reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire, which has ravaged rural America and threatened infrastructure critical to farmers and ranchers. We urge the Senate to confirm him soon. The Commerce Department has indicated the United States will withdraw from a previous agreement with Mexico and resume an anti-dumping investigation into imports of Mexican fresh tomatoes. The renewed anti-dumping investigation against Mexican fresh tomato imports is a necessary action, AFBF President Zippy Duval said in a statement. Despite a previous accord that banned artificially low prices, Mexican producers have found ways to exploit the agreement and increase their market share. Farm Bureau believes in free and fair trade. North American agricultural trade has been an enormous boon for the United States, Mexico, and Canada, but the United States must take action when that trade ceases to be fair. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 22nd, and questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. Trucking regulations can be complicated, and farm exemptions compound that problem. Seems everyone has a different answer to your question. Come join us at 12 noon on Tuesday, March 5th at M&M Service Company's Carlinville North facility to find out what you need to know. We're hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on trucking laws, old and new, specifically for farmers. We'll introduce you to new rules, remind you of the old ones that still apply, and help you to figure out whether exemptions are available. Throughout it all, you'll have the chance to ask those farm trucking questions that everyone seems to have an opinion about, but no one can agree on an answer. Trucking laws have been reshaped in recent years with more changes yet to come. Rules recently affected include farmer exemptions, harvest season permits, electronic logging devices, waivers for insulin-related diabetic drivers, a new Class C license plate, covered farm vehicle options for small trucks, and the UCR payment schedule and fees for 2019. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund and Kirby Wagner, who specialize in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau. And they'll provide take-home materials covering these topics. Tom Wise with the Illinois Department of Transportation will be doing a mock inspection to help you prepare your truck for the road. The seminar and lunch are free to Farm Bureau members and M&M Service Company patrons, courtesy of M&M Service Company, Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Leader Committee, and Illinois Farm Bureau. But advance registration is required to help plan for the meal. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road seminar. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.